Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Uniquely Designed Talk Radio with your host, certified life coach, international speaker, and author, Nayshawn Turner. Uniquely Designed Talk is all about encouraging, motivating, inspiring, and empowering you to redesign your life to achieve your personal and professional goals and dreams. So get ready to experience your moment of transformation as you listen to Nayshawn and her guest on Uniquely Designed Talk.
Happy Monday to everyone, and welcome to Uniquely Designed Talk, the Total Empowered Woman radio show. And I am so excited that you guys decided to join us on part two of our show, where we were talking about last week how to stand out as a Christ-centered CEO and business leader with my guest, Althea McIntyre. We just had just an awesome show, and we had some great feedback from those of you who tuned in, and so we want you to be able to tune in again. And as I always say, you know, listen, you can always do me a favor. You can call someone, text them, tell them Nayshawn is on the air, and she's going to be talking about something that I think all CEOs, especially believers, want to know how to really stand out in the marketplace and how to use your faith and not compromise it in order to be successful. And I think that's a great plan, you know, for us to be willing to be bold and to be able to stand for who we are as business leaders and just as people, as people. So I want you guys to do that for me, to text someone and tell them that we are on the air. And listen, if you'd like to call in and just give us your comments or your questions or some feedback, just dial into the show at 215-383-3846. That's 215-383-3846. Listen, I'm going to do a really quick introduction to those of you who don't know who Althea is. She was on last week, and she's the founder and CEO of the Best Career for Me, Power and Soul at Work. And she is a powerhouse in hiding, but she's coming out of hiding because she is doing a great work with her business and with her clients, helping people to become Christ-centered and purpose-driven female entrepreneurs to create the success and profitability and the kind of business that they love, and so they can live the kind of life that they deserve. And so I want to bring her back on. This certified professional coach that's ready to take you and your business to the next level as she just teaches us how to stand out as those Christ-centered CEO and business leader for our good. So listen, I want to welcome you, Althea, to the show. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Oh, I'm so glad that you were able to make it back to the show. And I know on part one we kind of talked a little bit about what it means to be a Christ-centered CEO and business leader, and I kind of want you to go back into that. But on this show, part two, we're going to be talking about those three things that you mentioned from the last show that we weren't able to really kind of get into of finding out what those three things that really keep people from really becoming those Christ-centered CEO and business leaders. And then later on the show, we're going to talk a little bit more about business strategies because everybody wants to know the how-to. How do we make this happen and make it happen whereby we are successful and profitable and can really make a difference in the world as well. So listen, can you tell us a little bit about what does it really mean to be a Christ-centered CEO and business leader in the marketplace today?
Absolutely. It means to have Christ in the center of your business, where Christ is directing every decision that you make. And it also means that you unapologetically share your beliefs and who your CEO, which is Christ, is in a way that without fear. And then lastly, or two more things, knowing that ultimately your business is to win souls for Christ. I mean, that's ultimately what you your business is for, and that you are representing Christ in the marketplace. You don't have to bring your Bible. You don't have to quote scripture, because you are the Bible in the marketplace to your customers, mm-hmm. both believers and non-believers. So that's what it means.
Awesome. Awesome. And I think that, you know, it's so good that you clarified that, because oftentimes, you know, I think people are afraid because they say, well, I don't want to be preaching to people, and I don't want them to think, you know, X, Y, and Z about me, that I'm not really about business and that I'm not really professional, you know, in the marketplace, because all I do, people think, is that I'm just going to talk and preach the gospel. But it's so much more than that. Like you said, making Christ center stage in our lives and not being ashamed of that, and to recognize what our faith is and our values that we live our lives by and that we do business by, which is biblical and Christ-based. And so that is so important, to really be able to distinguish that difference and how we can begin to operate, you know, as that Christ-centered CEO and business person in the workplace. So listen, let's go ahead and talk about those three things. Last week you mentioned three things. You mentioned fear. You mentioned persecution, and then you mentioned that thing of either not getting the business or losing the business. So let's take those one at a time, because I think it's going to be really something that we really want to dive in deep, and so we can understand what are those things that's holding us back and really how to overcome them. So let's talk about fear, because I know fear can paralyze you, and it can keep you from doing so many things and really coming. It actually can keep you from your destiny. And we know that if we are Christ-centered entrepreneurs and business leaders, we want to be able to play full out in that and not be afraid that there's going to be some type of repercussion come from that, or just allowing those fears that come up and say you shouldn't do business like this. Let's talk to us a little bit about this fear.
Yes, and as we know from John 10:10, you know, fear is here to kill, rob, and destroy our dreams. It is a master intimidator. And the fear of, really, it's
I love that. Can you say that again? It's a what?
It's a master intimidator. It's masterful in that. It's masterful in making us believe something is going to happen or not happen, so that we don't do what God has prompted us or called us to do. And because it's masterful, it knows uniquely what to say to each of us. And it's really what paralyzes us. It's what causes us to procrastinate. It's what has us be in delayed obedience. And it's serious. That when we're in that space of fear and doubt, and, you know, the top ones are fear of rejection, fear of prosecution, and fear of losing business or getting business, we sometimes don't even realize that we're in that mindset. So how fear of rejection shows up, no one signs up to be rejected. No one says, I'm going to sign up to be rejected. So if I don't want to be rejected in putting my, for instance, offers out there, then I won't. So I can avoid the rejection. And how I see it comes up, and what I personally experienced, is that specifically for coaches and speakers and trainers and authors who love, or any professional services, who love their craft, and they could speak, teach, talk, write all day, every day, but that's not how it works in having a profitable business, let alone a profitable purpose-driven business. So when I'm speaking and talking and coaching, you know, all of that, maybe on a radio interview, or when I'm doing a free training, or at a book signing, because I'm so afraid of being rejected, people saying no to my offers, I won't even ask for business. Because my fear is so strong that I won't even ask for business. And in my mind, I'm thinking, oh, they'll just know how to contact me. They'll just know how to reach me. They'll just sign up. Like, I can just put my coaching packages on my website with a PayPal button, and they'll just sign up because they love me. I can see them and feel them holding on to every word. But I'm so afraid of the rejection that I won't even ask for the business. Or I won't ask for the repeat business.
And so therefore, you know, when we are allowing that fear, that masterful intimidator to really come and to steal, you know, our faith in being able to step out in bold ways and to show up for who we are to be and to ask for the business, we're no longer allowing ourselves to be who God has created us to be as business leaders, and that we are wondering why we are not experiencing the success that we have been desiring, praying for, you know, sowing seeds for, and all those things that we do as Christians, and wondering what's the problem. And I think that you hit on so many, you know, great things, because you talked about, you know, people don't think that procrastination is, you know, comes out of the root of fear, or that, you know, as you were talking about, just that fear of rejection. So if I don't put it out there, I don't have to deal with someone making me feel as though I'm not good enough, or you really can't do this, and that, you know, you're not really going to succeed in this arena because you are, you know, putting that faith thing out there, and nobody really wants to deal with that. They just want a quote-unquote real business leader who can just kind of get them to where they want to go, and they don't have to deal with all the other stuff that they think they may encounter when they encounter someone who is a believer and who is doing business God's way. So, I mean, that is so powerful, you know, in what you said. So you talked a little bit about just the persecution. Let's go there. Let's talk a little bit about the persecution that people are fearing that will happen if they go that route and decide to make Christ center stage in their business. Let's talk a little bit about that. How does that show up, persecution?
Yeah, so it shows up in many different ways. I don't want to really express my beliefs in marketing. And the funny thing is, actually, people buy from people, as we know who they know, like, and trust factor. Well, I want to know what you believe and what you stand for. So because I'm afraid of being prosecuted for saying that I'm a Christian and the Lord is my Savior, I'm going to water down my marketing. I'm going to make it as vanilla and generic as possible so I can appeal to everyone so I won't be prosecuted. Well, the thought is I don't want to leave anyone out. I don't want anyone to maybe say, oh, you only work with Christians, or even you only work with women. So I won't say that. I'll just make it as vanilla and plain. And what ends up happening is you sound like every other coach, consultant, author, speaker, teacher, trainer, virtual assistant in the marketplace, and you don't stand out.
Right.
And so
right.
the reverse happens.
Absolutely, you don't stand out because there's no distinction about us. You know, there is no distinction whatsoever. And so our voice begins to sound like everybody else's voice. You know, our websites are looking like everybody else's websites. Our you know, approach to how we do business is the same as everyone else's. And when we decide to tap into the blueprint of what God has designed for us, you know, that's what my business is called, Uniquely Designed Coaching, because there is a unique path, you know, that God has carved out for us to make sure that we stand out in a way that is going to represent what we value, represent our faith, and cause us not to be intimidated, to be bullied into believing we have to do it this way, you know, in order for us to succeed. And we get that, you know, from everywhere. You know, if you don't do it like this, then you're not going to make it. And so, therefore, we give in, you know, to that, and we buy into that belief system that, yeah, if I got to do it like this, and I got to say it like this, and I got to represent myself like this in order for people to know that you know, that I'm the real deal, and that, you know, they don't have to think that I'm just working with Christian, I'm just doing this, but to really be able to say, you know what, I am unique, and I have a unique path, and I'm going to do it in a unique way, so that, you know, what I do really does stand out, and it doesn't blend in, and it doesn't, you know, melt away, you know, into, you know, to everything else that is going on around us. So that is so key. I love that. I love that. You talked a little bit, too, you know, as we're still dealing with, you know, just some of the offshoot roots of fear. You talked about not getting the business or mm-hmm. possibly even losing the business. Can you talk mm-hmm. a little bit more about that?
Yeah, so I want to talk about the fear of not getting the business is, again, it shows up with watering out our message, okay, and what we believe and in our marketing and all of our social media platforms and our websites. Because, again, we're fearful that we won't get the business, and this can show up specifically for those of us who are working, have corporate clients, either organizations or large companies or individuals, executives who work in large corporate America. I'll leave it at that. So we're afraid of not getting the business, so we won't share our beliefs and two things will happen. You know, you might get the business by watering down, and then you'll find out that the person you are working with, there's confliction, right? So you've got a high-paying nightmare client because you didn't really show up as who you were called to do and what God told you, and so then someone enrolled in a coaching, I'm just going to use coaching because that's what I know well, enrolled in a coaching program, and now we've got some conflict, okay? Mm-hmm. And then, again, with some of these fears are also, I want to be very clear that no one wakes up or no one comes out of the womb knowing these effective marketing, sales, and business development strategies. Mm-hmm. So you have to invest in learning them. You have to learn how money is made. Everything
right.
that you know, experience and learned in corporate America is not going to translate. So the fear of, again, you know, hiding out, playing small, being vanilla, not asking, and really not asking, you see someone who's in pain and you have the solution for their number one problem that's keeping them up at night, but you're afraid of asking for the business and sharing your story and your pain stories and your war stories because you're afraid of being pushy or salesy. But actually what you are doing is not being a servant leader. Mm-hmm. You are not serving who God has called you to serve. Mm-hmm.
And
there is repercussions
we're really
of being
robbing.
Of that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. So and then we're robbing those people who have been praying, you know, to encounter the right type of coach, the right type of workshop, the right type of program that's for them, that's going to deal with the whole them, you know, and we don't think about that, you know. We're afraid to tap into, you know, the spiritual arena in which they may be struggling with fear, and a lot of that is based in a spiritual arena as well. When we think about fear, because we know that God didn't give us that spirit of fear, and so so it's important for us to show up and be the answer, be the solution, as you were saying, for those that's been waiting for us, because everybody can't give what we can give or do what we can do, you know, because there's been, I believe, particular clients that have been assigned to us, and that they're just waiting, you know, for the right person to show up with the right word that, you know, or services rather, that's going to allow them to be transformed and allow them to grow and to allow them to up-level, not just in their business but in their spirit and in every arena of their lives. And so it's important for us to know how to leverage what God has put in us as, you know, Christ-centered CEOs and business leaders, that's going to transform the whole person and not just one aspect of their life and business. So for those of you that's just been tuning in, you're listening to Uniquely Designed Talk, the Total Empowered Woman radio show, where I have been talking with my guest, Althea McIntyre, and we've been talking about how to stand out as a Christ-centered CEO and business leader, but we've also been talking about how to deal with those things that's been keeping many of us from really showing up and not just bringing our representative, but showing up as the true self that we are, the true believer, the true Christian that we are, as a CEO and business leader, and how to use that and take it by storm of bringing forth the message, the services, the products that are needful and necessary in the marketplace, where people are listening and waiting and looking for you. So listen, Althea, before we continue with the next segment, can you let people know how they can contact you?
Absolutely. They can find me on all of their favorite social media sites, by my first and last name, Althea, A-L-T-H-E-A, McIntyre, M-C-I-N-T-Y-R-E. They also can find me at thebestcareerforme.com, and that's all one word, everything spelled out.
Awesome, awesome. Well, listen, we only have a few minutes left, but I really want us to talk about some business strategies, because as you mentioned before, we do need to know, you know, that we have to invest in ourselves, and we have to know how money works, and we have to know, you know, how to have the right strategies in place so that we can be profitable. I mean, this is our livelihood, so it's important for us to learn how to be profitable, and so that we just don't have an expensive habit that's going on, but also, you know, how to create the success not only in our lives but in those that we serve in a real way, so to have the greater impact. So what are some of the business strategies that's going to help us to set ourselves up as a profitable business? And because we know that faith without works is dead, so we got to work this thing, and we got to know how to put in the and utilize the right principles and the right business strategies that's going to help elevate us in the place that we need to be as a business. Can you talk to us a little bit about that? What are some you know, two or three good business strategies we need to implement in order for our business to grow and to be profitable?
The first one, you have to have crystal clarity of your ideal client. You have to understand not only the demographics of your ideal client, the person you're meant to serve, but also why they buy and when they buy. So what are the motivators that are going to, as I tell my clients, push them over the edge to invest in you? So not only who they are, but really why they buy and when they buy. You have to know marketing strategies, which, you know, how I always say marketing is what's going to make the phone ring and how to reach and get in front of your ideal client. Now, I always would begin with the clarity of your ideal client, because every business decision you make is based on your ideal client. It determines how, when, and where you market. It determines what you say in sales conversations and what you actually sell. It determines what are your products, what are your services, how you price your products and services. So identifying your ideal client is number one. Who are your best clients who will happily, easily invest in you and be repeat clients, long-term clients, and share your services with other people? So when I talk about marketing, what I see, and it's all tied together, is I see a lot of times female entrepreneurs, Christ Center entrepreneurs, people are loving their products and their brands. People are loving their free stuff, their free challenges, but the sales aren't coming in. When they open the cart, nothing happens. And what then I see happens is they put more money in learning more marketing strategies, but they didn't work in the first place, and they become more frustrated. But really, you need to take two steps back. If the if your sales aren't coming in, you actually need to take two steps back, and typically those two steps back are really seeing if you have nailed your message and who you are meant to serve, because that's foundational. And if that foundation is not there, it's going to be a crack, and it may work for a while, but as you build, and we know if we want a tall building, we have to go deep. But as you build, the crack will widen.
That is, you know, you hit it right on the head, because a lot of us think that we can just serve any and everybody, and we're not called to any and everybody. It's for somebody, you know, that one somebody that is looking for what we have to offer. And some of the other things that you talked about, you know, the when and how they buy, you know, because confused buyers don't buy. And so it's important for us to be clear, as you said, crystal clear on our messaging and what we really have to offer, you know. And I think a lot of times, you know, people are looking at, you know, Facebook, and they're looking at all these social media platforms, and, yeah, they got thousands of people, but how do you convert them into clients? You know, you got a lot of followers. You got a lot of people that are like what you say, but they're not really willing to open up the pocketbook and to pay to invest in their lives and in their business. And so that's important of knowing how to make that happen. And social media is a powerful, you know, entity and device that we can use, or tool that we can use. You know, I've used that, and many times in some of the conferences or workshops or whatever that I was doing, I got more people buying from me doing videos and signing up, and it's been shared out, you know, that came in and filled up my workshops versus, you know, even some of the email that I would do or some of the other things. And so it's, you got to know your audience and what they're looking for and what will cause them to want to buy into you, because people want to see you. People want to hear you. People want to know, you know, what's in it for me. And so, you know, it's important of knowing how people need to experience you, in other words. That's going to help them to want to buy and click and do all of those great things. Listen, we only have 1 minute left, and I want to give you an opportunity. There's so much to talk about, and I thought we were going to be able to just cover it all, but I think you gave some really great strategies, and I want you to give just one quick word that can empower people to say, you know what, I do want to stand out as a Christ-centered CEO and business leader. I do want to begin to apply the biblical principles as well as the reputable marketing strategies that work for businesses as a whole, and really how to have a greater impact and influence. Can you just give one word real quick to our audience about how to really stand out and do this, just that?
I would say you want to trust the Lord with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding. The Lord will absolutely tell you what you need to do that. He'll tell you who you may need to invest in from a business coach, a strategist, a consultant to help you beef up areas in your business where you don't have that knowledge and that strength. And he will absolutely tell you, as he told me last week, who not to invest in, even though it looks like a good investment. So trust in the Lord. Be who God has called you to be. Don't let the enemy intimidate you. And, you know, God will prove faithful.
Wow. Awesome. Well, listen, can you quickly just give them another way where they can contact you if you're looking for that professional coach or a strategist that can give you the right type of things to do in order to elevate yourself to the next level? Number one, trust in the Lord. But also, I want you to share with them how they can possibly work with you if they want to begin to move in a new direction. Can you give some information on how to do that?
Yeah, I'd love to invite, this Thursday I have a free training, which is titled Find Your Audience and Reach Your Target Market. So I'd love to invite all your listeners to join. I'm going to teach the fastest way to know exactly what your target audience wants and is ready to buy, so you easily close sales and no longer hear crickets when you open your cart. The social media platforms you need to spend time on that will help you get in front of hundreds of your ideal clients quickly, and how to stand out to your ideal clients even if you haven't written a book, don't have a publicist, or don't have an ad on Facebook, creating raving fans and customers instantly. They can go to my Facebook page and sign up for that free training this Thursday, July 6th at 12 noon Central.
Awesome. Thank you, Althea, for coming back on again and sharing some powerful tips and tools to help us all to learn how to stand out as a Christ-centered CEO and business leader. Thanks for coming back on the show.
Thank you.
All right. Well, listen, you guys, thank you for joining in to Uniquely Designed Talk, the Total Empowered Woman radio show. If you have any comments, you can also leave comments with me, or you can contact Althea with the information that she gave you. You can email me at nashawn@uniquelydesigncoaching.com. And don't forget to hit the follow button on the show so you can know what's up and coming. All right, well, listen, you guys have a great week and a great 4th of July, and I'll talk to you next Monday. Bye-bye.
Thanks for tuning in to Uniquely Designed Talk. Tune in every Monday at 9 a.m. Eastern Time. And remember, own who you are every day to become everything that you were meant to do and be, as we empower you to uniquely design your life.